and as a root out of dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Call your attention back to first verse. Who? Somebody said, who had believed our report? Let us bow our heads. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for this day. This is a day that you've made. And Father, we do rejoice. And we are glad in it. Thank you for another day's journey. It's a day that we haven't even seen before. But you gave us the strength, you gave us the mercy, you gave us the know-how to embark upon this day. God, I'm excited about my future. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done for us. You helped us when we couldn't even help ourselves. You brought us out into a wealthy place. We appreciate you now. Father, as the word of God is preached in this place, I pray that you would allow some soul, some lost soul, some soul on the verge of giving up, some soul on the verge of throwing in the towel, to find a glimmer of hope that only comes through your word. We appreciate you right now. We bless your name, for your name is worthy of all our praise. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name, let the saints of God say, amen. 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 Reach over and just touch anybody that feels touchable. One thing I learned in church is that everybody isn't touchable. Amen. Amen. Some folks, you hesitate to touch. Amen. Don't you know church folks can sometimes give you that look that is unorthodox. Amen. But if you feel the love from the person who's sitting beside you, look at them and in the words of the song, say to them, whose report will you? And look at the other side, just in case you sit beside somebody you engage to. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me now. You married to, amen. You in cahoots with. Just sort of look at somebody else and tell them, said, whose report will you believe? Now, that's a big question. That is a big question. Whose report? Whose report will you believe? Which to me is suggestion that there is more than one report out there. Amen. More than one report out there. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, there's more than one report out there. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Lord, let me preach it like I feel it in here today. Amen. Whose report will you believe? I want to start off by saying that most of us in here have went to some form of school. Whether it be elementary, high school, college. Some of you in here, you know, you have a double major. Some of you might even have a doctorate. And learning sometimes can be a challenge, especially when you are trying to take your learning and understand God. Did I say that right? Amen. When we try to take our learning, and we talked about understanding God, amen. We talked about how God cannot be measured. We talked about how God cannot be placed upon a scale to be weighed. The problem that I have with the atheist is that the atheist has so much learning until it doesn't make sense when he asks the question, which come first, the chicken or the egg? For the atheist, it takes a chicken to lay an egg. And for the atheist, if there is not a chicken, how did the egg get here first in order to hatch into a chicken? Amen. But look at your neighbor one more time and say, whose report are you going to believe? Science is powerful. Let me say that one more time. Science is powerful. Because with science, we have generated the knowledge that allows us to be in one state and call someone many states away. Through the process of a cell phone. I'm old school. I remember the telephone that was on the wall. Remember the rotary telephone, you know. The one that you stuck your hand up there and you pulled it down and it went back. And then you pulled down another number and it went back. Amen. But now we live in a day when we have these hell phones on our sides. Are y'all going to pray with me in here? And with these phones, you know, you could be in a remote area. Verizon came out. I think it was Verizon. It might be AT&T. I don't know which one it was right now that came out with that saying. You know, the guy was walking and he would go into a certain area and he would say, can you hear me now? Amen. He would go to another area and say, can you hear me now? Amen. And I was sharing with First Lady that just the other day he left that company and he done went to Sprint. Amen. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me in there. And now his slogan is, can you hear that? Amen. But science is powerful. With science, we came up with a vaccination for babies against polio. We've built skyscrapers. With science, we created cars. Tesla came out with a car that does not even use gas. It uses a battery pack. Amen. That can take you out to a range anywhere from 200 to almost 340 miles. Science is a powerful thing. Look at somebody and tell them science is a powerful thing. Science has helped us understand important questions. Can I preach in here? Like what areas are prone to be hit by an earthquake? There are some areas that has been designated as Tornado Alley. Because science has a way of measuring and detecting if you will. With science, we figured out that there was a hole in the ozone layer. With science, we figure out how to protect our crops from pestilence. With science, through DNA, we have determined that the person that you thought you didn't like, couldn't stand, was your cousin. Science is a powerful thing. And with all of these things, it seems as if science is a endless wealth of knowledge. But I found out through research, through study, that science has its limitation. Because the God that we serve does not deal with science. Ooh, you waiting for a place to shout? You should have been shouting right there, because I'm not going to be long. He does not deal with science. With mathematics, 1 + 1 = 2. But with God, oh God Almighty, God is not enclosed with science. He, the Bible declares that he speaks things that are not, as though they were. Shirley Caesar wrote a song and said that he is never late. God is always on time. Matter of fact, God is not a product of time. He's God all by himself. Whose report will you believe? I want to call your attention to a story or a lesson, so to speak, in Genesis. For in Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus, we find the children of Israel, God's chosen people, God's people that he had ordained for the time, were in a predicament, a situation, if you will. Like so many of us, they were going through some momentous times in their lives. And God was in an act of causing them to arrive at the promised land. And in doing so, God had a plan. How many of y'all know God always have a plan? Some of us are going through some stuff right now, but I stopped by here to tell you, you're in his plan. Some of us in here, we're facing some difficult situations. But I stopped by here to tell you that you are in his plan. Matter of fact, that everything that you're going through right this moment is a part of God's plan. Have I asked you to reach over and nudge somebody? Yeah, reach over and just nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are in his plan. Matter of fact, I learned here lately that even the tears that I shed are a part of his plan. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me in here. Yeah. The lonely nights, the nights of tossing and turning, are a part of his plan because he's trying to get me from point A to point B. And sometimes you have to cry yourself there. Yeah. Sometimes you have to grow through. Sometimes you ought to tell folks, instead of telling folk I'm going through, tell them I'm growing through. Tell them I'm learning how to trust and depend on him. Told you on last Sunday that I never would have known that God can dry tears from my eyes if I ain't ever had to cry. But now that I'm on the other side of my breakthrough, I can testify to somebody who's going through what I've been going through, that if it had not been for God, who is on my side? Has he got you out of anything? Yes. Reach over and touch somebody and tell them, God got me out, baby. God got me out. So we find that the children of Israel were on their way to the destination. And the Bible said that God had a plan, and his plan was that he was going to send 12 men. And these men were commissioned from each tribe of the children of Israel. And he said, I'm going to send you out to search out the land of Canaan. And I'm going to cause you to bring back a report. Can I just preach this thing? And what I like about God is that when God get ready to use somebody, if it would have been me, I would have chose 12 men who thought like I thought. Oh, y'all ain't. If it had have been me, I would have chose 12 men who would have brought back the same report. But God shows himself great when he is up against opposition. Oh, yeah. For God chose 12 and he chose 10 who had issues. And God knew from the start that these 10 was going to rock the boat. But yet he chose them anyhow, because he shows himself great when he's up against opposition. In fact, when it comes to God, God is not concerned about numbers. For the Bible declares that if there is 100 sheep and they all run out, would he not leave the 99 and go after the one? He's not concerned about numbers. God is God enough to get his program off the ground. Oh, come on and hear somebody. Y'all heard the saying that one monkey don't stop the show. When we allow God to use us, God can use us in the middle of adversity. The lesson goes on to say that after searching out the land for 40 long days, the Bible says that they return. When they return, I like how God did it, because he didn't allow the two to talk first. He gave the mic to the 10. Because with God, God is concerned about the belief mechanism. If you can believe, then all things are possible. So in handing the mic to the 10 first, the 10 begin to give their report. In fact, the 10 gave a negative report. For the Bible said that the 10 begin to talk about the situation that was at hand. Boy, do we get in trouble when we talk about the situation that is at hand. Have you ever been around somebody and only thing they talk about is the negativity that is in their life? Oh, I'm going to preach it here, and I feel like preaching just a few minutes. Yeah, I try my best. I got a few folks I can confide in, but I don't confide in everybody. Amen. I don't tell everybody what I'm going through. You can't always share your business. Do I have a witness in here? Yeah. You got to share your business with folks who go speak life back into you. Come on in here. Especially when you feel like throwing in the towel. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you already on edge. You can't tell folk that you on edge. There's some folks that'll come up behind you, baby, and push you on over. Are y'all going to pray with me in here? So you got to be careful. Reach over and touch somebody and tell them, be careful who you share your life with. Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. You got to be careful who you tell your story to. Do I have a witness in here? So we find that the begin to give a negative report. In spite of what God had said to them and promised the children of Israel that he was going to bring them out of bondage. And he was going to bring them to a good land. I like how he said this. He said a land that doesn't just have milk and honey. Are you with me in here? Not just a land that's having a few beehives and a couple of cattle. Y'all ain't talking to me. He said, I'm going to bring you to a land that is flowing. Flowing with milk and honey. Told them that in advance. Told them before they got into the situation. Ain't it great how God would warn you before you get into a problem and let you know that even in the midst of what you're going through, I am still God. I'm still God. Reach up and just tell somebody he's still God. Yeah, so the children of Israel, they were delivered from Egypt just like God had said. And the time had came for God to fulfill his promise. The spies had gone into the land of Canaan. And they are now back to give their report. We found out that the spies started to give Moses their report. They started out by saying, surely the land does flow with milk and honey. See, they started giving part of the testimony. They said, the land is fruitful. They said, the land has grapes and pomegranates. In fact, they said, look at what we brought back. But then they start talking about the negativity. They said, but you got to be careful with the but. Reach over and touch somebody and tell them, be careful about the but. Yeah, but you got to be careful. Watch out for the but. They said, but nevertheless, but there are giants in the land. They told him, they said, the children of Anak are there. On the south side are the Amalekites. In the mountains there are the Hittites. And the Jebusites and the Amorites are there. They said, by the city, by the seashore, there are the Canaanites. And they said, we look like grasshoppers in their sight. Oh, I feel like preaching just a little bit. See, but one thing they were failing to realize, that it wasn't going to be by their power. When God has promised something to you, I need you to understand that it doesn't matter how funny your money is. When God has promised something to you, it doesn't matter how educated you are. When God has promised something to you, you might be insufficient. But the God I serve had the ability to take you from point A to point B with no money in your pocket. Can I preach like I stood in this place? To learn how to trust him even when we can't trace him. Do I have a witness in here? Let me take you on. I'm almost there. I ran across something that talked about research. It talked about how researchers have had known for a long time that there's something that is called negative emotions that has the ability to program your brain. To program your brain to do a specific action. In other words, these negative emotions can cause your brain to focus your thoughts, to ignore all the options, even though they may be present to assist you. But all because you have accepted the negativity, you overlook all the help that is around you. It went on to say how that your brain is programmed to respond to negativity. Watch this now. By shutting out the outside world and limiting you to what you see around you. I said, God, what are you trying to say to me? You know, sometimes when we hear bad news, oh, I'm almost there. When we feel discouraged, when we've lost some things, we have a way of reprogramming our brains. Is there anybody in here that have been hurt by a man? And you said to yourself, I don't want another man? Or y'all ain't talking to me. Somebody good might come your way. But all because you've been hurt by somebody who wasn't supposed to be in your life in the first place, all of a sudden you're overlooking the right thing that God is trying to send your way. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I've seen times in my life. And I'm fixing to close this thing on out. Well, I went through some low mental times. Heard bad news, and all of a sudden, my brain started reprogramming itself. God told me some years ago, he said, you can't think about dying when you got so much to live for. Do I have a witness in here? He said, you can't worry about what nobody say. You got to trust me even when I can't be found. You got to trust me when everything around you is falling. You got to trust me even when you don't see no way. Do I have a witness in here? Well, I'm almost there. But not only was the 10 there who said we can't do it. We are like grasshoppers in the sight. But look at somebody and said, thank God for the 2. Y'all don't hear me. Because there was 2 men by the name of Caleb and Joshua. That after they heard the testimony of the 10. They stood up on the feet. Do I have a witness in here? And begin to say, I don't know about the 10. I don't know what they saw. Do I have a witness in here? I'm learning every day that regardless of the bad news I hear, to learn how to trust God. Have a witness in here. You may be sick in your body. Somebody shout glory. I heard somebody said the other day, said, Bishop, I got a cold. I said, you said it right because you got the cold. And the cold don't have you. What are you trying to say? Well, Joshua and Caleb stood up and said, Brother Moses, Pastor Moses, Bishop Overseer Moses, we are more than able, y'all don't hear me, to go out by him to say, whose report are you going to believe? Somebody shout glory in here. It may look bad, but whose report are you going to believe? You may go to the doctor, and the doctor may walk in the room. Have good news. But you ought to stand flat foot and tell them, I don't receive that. Somebody shout glory. Whose report are you going to believe? Wait a minute, I'm almost there. Now, we can't just turn against science because science have facts. And the facts are you do have cancer. And the facts are you do have a tumor on your brain. And the facts are you do have sugar diabetes. And the facts are reach over and touch somebody and tell them the facts are what they are. But tell them God. God's got the last say so. Do I have a witness in here? Somebody shout glory. Joshua and Caleb said, we are more than able to possess the land. Somebody shout glory. If I have to do it by myself, we are more than able. Sometimes the only thing you can stand on is the words from the Lord. Y'all don't hear me. Sometimes
all you have is a promise from the Lord. But if you can hold on to the promise, even when it's not popular, if you can hold on to the promise, even when everybody around you is feeling sorry for you, if you can hold on to the promise. Y'all don't hear me. Whose report are you going to believe? Shake somebody's hand and tell them, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Somebody say it. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Y'all don't think you might be broke, busted, and disgusted. No money in the bank. But whose report are you going to believe? The facts are, if you don't pay that bill by Friday, they're going to repossess your car. The facts are, if you don't pay your house note, you're going to have to move out. The facts are, if you don't pay GP, they're going to turn your lights off. But whose report are you going to believe? Look at somebody and tell them, somehow, some way, between here and Friday, God gonna touch somebody's heart, and somebody gonna give me enough money to pay my bills. Somebody say yeah. Yeah. Whose report? I don't care what the devil say. I'm not going under. I don't care what the devil say. I won't lose a thing. Whose report are you going to believe? Whose report? Whose report? I heard T.D. Jakes say, we might look like grasshoppers, but one thing I found out is grasshoppers don't eat grapes. Somebody shout glory. Grasshoppers, quit prophesying over yourself. Quit saying that you're inadequate. Quit saying you don't have enough. Quit saying you're broke. Learn how to tell somebody, I got money, but I can't get it right now. Somebody shout glory. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God said it, he's got enough to bring it to pass. Quit limiting yourself. Quit backing yourself in a corner. Quit making yourself out of a nobody. Because when God made you, he broke the mold, baby. He's got it for the asking. He's got it for the asking. Cattle on a thousand hills belong to my God. And I heard somebody say that my God shall supply. Y'all don't hear me. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. Somebody shout glory. I might be driving in a clucker right now. I'm going to be patient with my clucker. I'm going to put gas in my clucker. I'm going to put oil in my clucker. But I'm getting ready to drive a BMW. Y'all don't hear me. Reach over and touch somebody. Tell them God about to give me something to shout about, something to praise him about, something to rejoice about, and tell him that it won't be long. At least three people should be shouting right there. I said at least three people should be shouting. Because when you come out, your money is coming out too. When you come out, your husband is coming out. When you come out, your health is coming out. Somebody shout glory. You ever been sick? You ever been sick and somebody looked at you and said, you don't look like you're sick? That's God, baby. Somebody shout glory. Yeah. You ever been broken? You still got gas money? You ever been broken? Still had lunch money? And people look at you and say, you must be balling. Tell them, yeah. Hallelujah! Whose report? Who would have believed that report? Who report will you believe? I'm not down, I'm up. Come on in here, somebody. Whose report will you believe? I'm gonna believe the report of the Lord. Because if I can get my brain to believe it, oh, y'all don't hear me in there. Stop conditioning yourself and reprogramming yourself that you'll never be nothing and never amount to nothing. If you're single, stop saying, I ain't gonna never find nobody. You just prophesy to yourself. Start believing that you're not by yourself because you can't find nobody. You're by yourself because won't just anything do. Oh, y'all better come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Won't just anything do. Do I have a witness in here? You need to realize that you are above that. You're beyond that. And won't anything do. Oh, that's a home run. That's a home run. That's a home run. Do I have a witness in here? Reach up and touch somebody and tell them, I'll know when it get here. And tell them, it ain't got here yet. Who am I preaching to in here? You can't listen to the devil. Science will tell you your clock ticking. Let it tick, baby. I said, let it tick, let it tick. If God can give Sarah a baby in her old age, don't you know God can do something for you? Whose report am I going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Not only did Joshua and Caleb tell Moses we can do it, Joshua and Caleb told Moses we need to hair up and do it. Why? The timing is right. When the timing is right, you got to learn how to move. And when you move, God will move on your behalf every time. Lift your hands all over this place. Whose report are you going to believe? The doctors don't have the last say so. God's got the last say so. Do I have a witness in him? And when God does it, it's done. It's done. It's done.
Yes.
Reach over and touch somebody and tell them when God does it, it's done. Tell them I just got to learn how to trust him. I got to trust him. I got to trust him. I can't trace him. But I got to trust him and know that he is God. He's God. I'm getting ready to pray. I don't know who I was preaching to, but I was preaching to somebody. There's somebody in this place. Like so many of us, your back is against the wall.
Yes.